My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sometimes an event happens that changes everything forever. An athletic event so massive, so omnipresent, its very existence seems unfathomable. Well, this is not really one of those things, but it's pretty cool, though.
It's 92.9 The Game Summer Games.
With Dukes and Bell, live from Lanier Islands Resort.
Tune in or listen in on the Odyssey app.
And hear our illustrious athletes, or better known as our producers, compete for bragging rights.
Brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
It's 92.9 The Game's Summer Games.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
Thank you, Big Voice. I will tell you this. Game Changer has the best food anywhere. Chef Tom is going all out for us here as we get ready for our summer games. It's axe throwing today. But, oh. Mike, the food, yum.
Man, some super hot spicy chicken. We've got delicious boygas going on over there, wings and things. We have the pimento cheese dip that's basically just out of this world, man. Makes you feel like you're out at the Masters. So if you are staying at the lake this weekend, come by. As we said, you can go to the website. Just be Googling Game Changer Lake Lanier. RSVP, hit that button, and they'll get you right through the gate with a voucher for games and food. We'll be here till 7 o'clock and watching these guys hopefully not kill each other with axes.
Yes, let's hope that's not the case.
The axe throwing competition comes up later.
I will say this. I want to see the Falcons killing some people. And I'm talking about winning games and winning, you know, this division and maybe going to the playoffs. But we know this schedule is tough. And as Mike and I continue to get ready for the start of training camp, which is 2 weeks away today. We've been going around the league talking to our guys in various cities, and today we go to Seattle to talk to Steve Rabel, who is the voice of the Seattle Seahawks. We actually play them, guys, October 20th, okay? Seahawks come here, and Steve, it's good to have you back on the show. Let's talk about first some of the changes with the team. We know Geno's back. We know DK Metcalf is back. But what did you think of their draft, and did they address some of the things they needed to address?
Well, first of all, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I think they did. And let's put at the top of that list of changes, a new head coach in Mike McDonald, a new philosophy, new coordinators. So it all starts really there, because as soon as Mike hit the ground running when he was hired, it was his ideas, first of all, how they're going to build this defense, which then led to some of the players drafted. And I'm talking specifically about, their first-round draft choice, Murphy, defensive tackle. He is a terrific young football player, and I think only going to get better in McDonald's system. Added to the defensive front, which was kind of an issue last year. We missed a lot of tackles. That's going to be better. We've got a whole new group of linebackers coming in and some pass rushers that can do the job. So I think philosophically, I think Mike McDonald is going to be a real – good fit for, A, what the Seahawks want to do, and B, the kind of players that they already have.
Steve Rabel's with us, guys, play-by-play voice of the Seahawks here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It is pretty interesting how they put the coaching staff together, Steve. Ryan Grubb was going to Alabama, and all of a sudden he's like, wait a minute, I got a chance to be the Seahawks offensive coordinator. We know what he did with Penix. What's he going to do with Geno?
Well, Well, first of all, it's interesting. I was out at a number of the mini camp practices and the OTAs and watching, and just to see how Mike, you know, kind of organized his practice, what he focused on, what his coaches focused on. The biggest things that I can tell you offensively is A, the detail, the attention to detail and the coaching of those points is really phenomenal. And that's something that Ryan Grubb has always done. He's been successful everywhere he's been with his system. Now, he's the first one to admit that everything that he did at the UW last year and the year before, I mean, they had the best passing offense in all of college football. That might not all work in the NFL. You know, you're not playing against guys who would be free agent pickups who might come on at midseason with a team in the Arena League. You're talking about the best players at their spots that you ever faced in college. So it could be a little bit different there. But I think he's got Geno thinking in terms of A, reading, which Geno has always been good at doing, getting the ball out of his hands, relying on his receivers to make the plays for him, and be explosive. That's the thing I notice a lot about our practices is the practice on those explosive plays. Get guys downfield. Get them into position to make plays. We know Geno can throw a good deep ball. So I think that's going to be really interesting. And I think we'll see a use of the running backs more than perhaps we have the last couple of years in those passing situations.
Yeah, and I like Kenneth Walker and company. Steve Rabel joining us. He's the voice of the Seattle Seahawks, talking about our Falcons taking on the Seahawks in October as we go around the league, guys, taking a look at our schedule. All right, so, you know, as we talk about specifically the offensive weapons, this is a 9-win team last year. It could have been a 10 or 11-win team. I watched some of these games, Steve. You guys are right there in some of these games. Do you take the next step this season? Because a lot of people say, hey, the Rams surprised everybody last year. We know the 49ers are going to be good. Does this team take the next step?
Well, certainly there are a lot of 12s out here who are hoping so. I mean, the letting Pete Carroll go was a tough decision by the team ownership. And for a lot of fans, I mean, it was an emotional experience for fans out here when Pete was, taken out of the head coaching spot. Mike McDonald has a lot to prove in that way, but I've met him. I've talked to him now a number of times. He is a terrific young coach. And I think one of the things that happens, and I've been around, well, in 2 years, it'll be 50 years with the Seahawks organization as a player and a broadcaster. So I've kind of been around the NFL for a while, and every head coach I've ever talked to, from Mike Holmgren to Chuck Knox and all the rest, will tell you the same kind of thing. And that is, after about 10 years, that message starts to get a little bit old. Even though you're transitioning players, new players through there, that message and that philosophy starts to get a little bit dated. And this young man, Mike McDonald, has a terrific wealth of knowledge, and he's a great teacher. I think our team will be better because of that. I think we're going to have guys, especially on defense, that are going to be a little younger, a little faster. And with the defensive system Mike wants to play, I think they'll fit better. But you're right. I mean, and this is all about not what you did last year, not the fact that we won a Super Bowl and after the 2013 season. It's all about what have you done lately. And so they have to improve. And as you mentioned, you know, we're in a division that's pretty tough. The Niners did not get worse over the offseason, and the Rams only got better. So this makes it a tough row to hoe for the Seahawks.
I know that looking outside Seattle, you'd say, the Geno Smith story, it's a nice story. The guy advanced from being sort of a placeholder like a Tyrod Taylor, where he bounced around, the ignominious start. Remember the green room with the draft, to finally getting his contract. But can he break through to the next level and be, a championship-level quarterback?
Yeah, I think he can. And I think a lot of it is going to have to do with, we talked about changes. We're going to be a different team offensively up front. And Mike McDonald really builds, and he's learned this, I think, over his years of coaching, although he's literally half the age of Pete Carroll when he took the job here at 36, McDonald. So, but in that extensive experience, especially with the Harbaugh brothers, his philosophy of starting up front on both sides of the ball, our offensive line has got to play better, and I think they will. We've been kind of shaky, the two guards in the center. We had four different starting day one centers in the last 5 years. Center is one of the most important positions, if not the most important, besides the left tackle on that offensive front. And so we've never really settled on a guy. hopefully we have settled on one now. And Oluwatimi, who is a second-year player, he's a good one. Man, he is huge. So if we can play better up front offensively, that's going to make Geno better, going to give him better protection, give him a little more time to read, to throw, to step into the throw. He was forced out of the pocket a lot last year, and he did a pretty good job, but he was sacked a fair amount of the time because he just didn't have time to get rid of the football. So I hope that's going to be, and I know that's got to be one of the big keys for the Seahawks to be successful this season.
Steve, what are they saying about Byron Murphy? Hook him, because he was the best interior defensive lineman allegedly on the board. We think we got a good one here in Ruka in Atlanta, but I know Byron Murphy from watching him at Texas. He's a hell of a player. What are they saying about him coming out of OTAs and mandatory minicamp?
Well, first of all, he is just a stack of steel when you look at him. I mean, he is like almost as wide as he is tall, but it's all muscle. And he is so, so quick. And he's explosive and violent. My broadcast partner, Dave Wyman, is a former linebacker, so he loves to talk about defensive players being violent, and that's Byron Murphy. His hands are like meat hooks, and he just grabs you and throws you aside. And he's fun to watch in practice. Now, when I talked to Mike during OTAs, after practice, when I said, hey, so-and-so looked good and such looked great, and he said, yeah, that's all fine and good. But he said, let's wait till we put the pads on. It's when you start hitting people that you find out about guys. And, you know, kind of having been there for as long as I did, including, as you guys know, at Georgia Tech back in the days of leather helmets when I played back there, it really doesn't start until you start hammering each other, until you start beating each other up a little bit and see how you handle that. I think this guy is going to be terrific. And right now, he's actually listed, although there's not an official depth chart, but he's kind of the backup right now. Because we've got some guys who can really play up front already. We re-signed Leonard Williams. Jaron Reed is a great veteran. Maybe the guy to come out of OTAs with the best chance of being a really impact defensive player this year is Draymond Jones. So we've got some good defensive players up front, and Murphy only makes us better.
Steve Rabel with us, guys, who, by the way, did play for Pepper Rogers back on the flats back in the day, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Apologize, I think I said earlier, Carl, the AFC West. They used to be in the AFC West. They're one of our at-large NFC opponents, along with the Vikings. We're previewing everybody on the schedule. All right, Steve, since we do start with the Steelers in week one, did you ever anticipate Russell Wilson's career arc going the way it has?
Wow, I didn't. And I think if you asked a lot of people, they'd probably tell you the same thing. And you know, it's not all that uncommon. I mean, you when you achieve such heights as a player, and especially at that position, quarterback, at some point there's only one way to go. And especially if you're with a team, the whole situation for Denver last year was really difficult. Dave Logan, their play-by-play guy, is a really good friend of mine, and it was just a mess back there between a first-year coach and then Russell. And Russell kind of doing things the way Russell did things. And that just didn't work last season. And so they shipped him off, and now he's with Pittsburgh. And Tomlin, I think, has a good chance of kind of instilling, some confidence back in Russell, who's never been at a loss for confidence, but also the kind of understanding that all you have to do is play within our system. You don't have to be the guy you were when you were 24, running around making plays like a crazy man and winning football games on your own. You don't have to do that. But this is kind of the last stop, I think, on the train for Russ. So if this one doesn't work out, I'm not sure where he's going to end up or what he's going to do. But he's got a good chance there, again, because of a guy like Tomlin who is very focused on team. And I think that's going to be the real key for Russ.
Steve, it's great talking with you. You do a great job. Congratulations on a long, illustrious career there and calling the games. And we look forward to seeing you here in the ATL when the Seahawks come to town. Thanks for the input.
Thanks, guys. And say hi to Wes Durham, my old buddy. I will see him as well when we get there.
Absolutely.
I should have asked Steve if he was going to Dublin for the game.
Good call. Steve Rabel, he is the Seahawks play-by-play voice. Again, great information about the Seahawks. And at the end there, Mike, great question about Russ, because we'll see him to start the season. Hey, we're going to come back. NFL Blitz is here, but also part of your team has arrived.
Yes, man. My secret weapon, Bo Johnson, the Cajun Raging Maniac, is here along with his lovely family. And he is going to be my secret weapon. We do believe he has used an axe before, perhaps on a family member. But can it work here in this competition against our producers in the 92.9 The Game Summer Games?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Brad, game changer in right here at the Lake Lanier Islands, guys. If you're wondering, they are open every day, 12 o'clock in the afternoon during the summer, Mike. You can book your parties, you can book large group outings, over 50 video games. Of course, they have axe throwing, which is part of our competition with our summer games here. Mike, you mentioned the escape room. Have you ever done that? I've never done that.
No, I got a bunch of friends that have done it. I'm yet to do that, but they've got a full mock-up escape room. They got virtual sports suites where you can do everything from play golf to tennis. It's really kind of wild, man. So it's, if you're into the virtual thing, that's upstairs. We're downstairs by the bar, full-service bar. We've been raving about the food. Chef Tom, who's worked in some of the big restaurants downtown, is now uptown here at the lake and is doing a great job with us. And guys are going bananas, but my team, Team Johnson,
yes,
just rolled in with his lovely family, and the kids are going to play some games too. So again, if you are coming down, if you're up at the lake this time, or you already have the pass for Lake Lanier, you just come on down and join us at Game Changer, just past, you know, Margaritaville and Fins Up and everything down. We were just there a few weeks back.
Past the water park.
But if you are not familiar with it, you can go online to the website and just go to Game Changer at Lake Lanier. You RSVP, and then you come through the gate, and they'll give you a voucher. So you have to pay to come through the gate, but the voucher is worth what you're paying to get in for food and games, which
it makes
is pretty
it
cool.
It. No, it makes it worth it, man. And thanks to all the folks here. They've been such a great help. We're having a good time.
So get off of traffic. Get off 85, 95. Join the party,
yeah,
pal.
And the full bar is here waiting on you, all right?
Right.
All right. With that said, yeah, man, no man's on the way. Our competition, our first event is also on the way. And by the way, we will talk to our guys coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. They are actually practicing and getting ready for the event, so that is on the way. So stay tuned. This is a 3-day adventure, by the way. All right,
yes.
We're here
a
today.
3-day adventure.
Tomorrow, pickleball and social, and then back here at Margaritaville for cornhole on Friday.
Right.
So there's a lot going on over the next 3 days.
So, Gwinnesians, we're up in your neck of the woods. Come join the party, pal.
Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
And notes from around the league,
This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
And if you are just joining us, DeJounte Murray speaking to the media in New Orleans about the trade and his time with the Hawks. We got something for you. Stay tuned. We're going to play it for you coming up. Mike, let's talk about what's going on around the NFL, specifically as we get ready for camps. Davante Adams came out and said, hey, believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers is trying to lure me to get to New York. He says they've had conversations.
Right. And he can do that. He's not a team executive. He's a player.
That's correct.
You can talk all you want about, hey, I wish you were on my team.
No doubt. Yeah. So he went on the Up and Adams. This is Up and Adams podcast, obviously. Davante Adams, tell me about Aaron Rodgers and what he's been saying.
Oh, he's in that ear, that's for sure. He's in the ear, but it's not as easy as it, you know. Obviously, we can get together and talk about the old times and potential of doing this and that, but like I said, I'm a Raider, so, and he knows that.
Davante Adams also said, Carl, he wants a quarterback who will look best when it's live bullets.
Wow. Well, who's that on that roster?
I guess it's Aiden O'Connell, or is it Gardner Minshew? Yeah, if those are the names, then you really don't have that quarterback position, do you?
No.
You're in the same boat we were in. Although Minshew's like Fitzpatrick. He can pop for a couple of weeks, and he kind of comes back to what he normally is. You know what I mean?
It's true.
He just is that. He's not the guy. He's just occasionally a guy.
Is there anything more frustrating than a wide receiver of his caliber not having a guy to throw him the football?
He's the ultimate Ferrari sitting in a driveway. That, you know, literally never gets out of first gear when you consider what, you know, again, he went there initially because he and Derek Carr were college buddies, and then Derek Carr gets basically benched by his coach, Josh McDaniels, who's hanging in the where is he now category, right?
Yeah.
And then off to the Saints. And now you said Aiden, I guess they like some things about Aiden O'Connell's game. Certainly the teammates do. But Antonio Pierce, you got to be saying, man, for all the things I can do on defense, make the Chiefs look ugly. You know, it's just you don't have the offensive pieces. Other than you lost Josh Jacobs and you got a great wide receiver, don't want to get him the ball.
All right. Let's hear from Joe Burrow. We mentioned this yesterday as Burrow was talking about the best defensive players in the league. And he talked a lot about TJ Watt.
TJ is a unique player in this league. There's no other defensive lineman that I have to treat like a DB. Like, I have to be conscious about where he's at because he's just going to jump up and catch it. Mm. And there's nobody else that can do that. You have to be alert for him in the pass game, which is very unique, I would say.
Yeah, we talked about some of that yesterday. Another thing that, you know, you, in that division, you got a lot of just nasty dudes, man. You got the Ravens coming at you. You got Myles Garrett and the Browns coming at you.
Steelers.
I mean, you got to have, you know, you just mentioned T.J. Watt in the soundbite. You got to have your offensive line's house in order. One thing I did get a kick out of, you and I had some fun with this a few weeks ago during Paris Fashion Week when Joe Burrow walked wearing the suit with the back cut out.
Yeah.
He did say in an interview that, yes, he took a lot of heat. He continues to take heat. He says, so everything that fans have been saying about him on social media, yes, his teammates have been breaking his balls about that ridiculous outfit.
Yeah, listen, he was he's just a pawn in the game, right?
Yes, that's
Joe,
right.
Show up. We got something for you to wear.
My publicist said to be there. I was not. But, like, guys, like, he's into fashion. He does put on. He likes to wear a lot of the fun stuff, and that's his prerogative.
Hey,
but that was ridiculous.
It was. If you've not seen it, Mike has it posted at Mike Bell ATL. It is our NFL Blitz. Aiden Hutchinson. Now, you talk about dudes. He's another guy, right, coming off the edge. They got this pick right. He says they're thinking Super Bowl in Detroit, Mike.
Mm.
Quote, it's unreal. There's a lot of hype coming into the year, but I think it's well-deserved hype. I think a lot more guys on our team understand what this year is, and we understand what we've got, and we're all ready. I think they're going to be a good football team. I do. This has nothing to do with Dan Campbell's mistakes. Just look at their team from a talent standpoint. Mm. They're loaded, man, and they gave Goff the money. They're situated at all the key positions. They got arguably the best offensive lineman in the game in Penei Sewell.
Right.
They're ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, you could go back and look at some of those things in the catbird seat against the 49ers. And I think, you know, it's funny. We like Dan Campbell's enthusiasm, but it's almost – that's like the time – I forget when it was. It was Quinn was going to have, like, a clock management coach. Remember that?
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, like, it seemed ridiculous at the time because that's part of your job as a head coach, but Quinn was so worried about the defense, he was always monkeying around. But sometimes you just need someone – call it a common-sense coach to come here and go, hey – snap out of it. Yeah. What are you doing here? Because there were three ridiculous moments in that San Francisco NFC Championship. By the way, if you are the Jaguars, would you rather have Trayvon Walker or Aiden Hutchinson right now?
Oh, it's not even close. I mean, Trayvon Mike, he's had a good year.
Right.
He's not shown me he can do the things Aiden Hutchinson has done. And remember, he went higher in the draft. That's why Mike's bringing it up.
He's got 6 sacks in his 9.5 sacks in his career. 6 he had. Sorry, that was his college numbers. His NFL numbers, he had 10 last year, 13.5 in the NFL. So
yeah.
10, a double. Look, 10 sacks, he's the best defensive player on the Falcons, hands down. But because of how Detroit went further and Jacksonville took a step backwards last year, a lot of folks are saying, who's best? Again, you always say, give me 3 years, you'll
three
know.
Years.
But maybe Trayvon Walker's having an impact, it's just not doing it on the biggest stage.
Yeah. That's an interesting debate, though. And as this thing continues, and if Hutchinson helps lead the Lions to the Super Bowl, people will be saying, hey, that first overall pick was a mistake. You should have went Hutchinson.
Hey, as we mentioned Joe Burrow. I sorry I didn't have this in yesterday's Guy Talk. He was getting some heat and some love for saying that the NFL, if they're going to go to 18 weeks,
2 weeks,
to have like a 2-week bye, and he was saying turn it into like an all-star game. So you'd have a bye around week 13, and that's when you do your goofy, whatever the Pro Bowl is degenerated into.
Instead of later in the year.
And it was funny, a couple of NFL media guys, including Florio and Sporting News had it, said, interesting, that's kind of Commissioner Goodell's and the NFL's stance. Did somebody reach out to Burrow to advance this agenda, or is Burrow just actually down with it? Because immediately people say, oh, the NFL told him to sit. I don't know. Either way, are you cool with a bye week where everybody's off?
Yes.
Nobody plays in the middle of the... In the middle of the season?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Because here's the deal. If you're going to be fair, you've got to be fair. It's got to be fair and equitable for everybody.
Right. But nobody's going to watch whatever that Pro Bowl is. You're just watching college.
No, no. And nobody's going to pay attention to that. But if you're telling me we've got the rest of the season on the line, everybody should get the same amount of rest.
Right.
It can't be in question where a team's coming off a Thursday night game. They get 3 or 4 days. Team's playing on Monday night. Everybody's off. And then we have no excuses about the rest of the
week. Right. So this would be a bye week. You know, you could actually do the bye week around the college championship games. Now that the college, you know, by the way, the two can work in tandem.
They
and the
can.
College games can be played on Sundays.
Yes.
When the NFL is or, because as you said, the Pro Bowl at this point is literally, they might as well just play tic-tac-toe.
It's a flag game.
We have more competition in the 92-9 in the game summer game.
It's true.
Than some of the stuff you see at the Pro Bowl.
No, I totally agree. It's our NFL Blitz, guys. It's Dukes and Bell live at Lake Lanier Islands at Game Changer.
Commissioner Conte has just walked in.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait for him to crown us champions. Hey, let's talk about some other things that are going on, because I saw this, and Turtle and I were talking about this, and I was like, okay, do we really need to pay attention to this? Mike, the Falcons earned an A grade for nutrition and diet. Now, if you're going, wait a minute. What does this have to do with anything?
What does this have to do with anything?
Well, listen, guys have to eat, right? And when you talk about maintaining weight and diet and nutrition and all the things that go into training.
Yeah.
Okay. To be on this list is cool. The NFL report cards have the Vikings, the Dolphins, the Texans, the Falcons, and the Raiders all with A's or A-minuses when it comes to this. My question is it going to pay off? Like, you're talking about diet and nutrition. That's great. I just don't know if that translates to more sacks and more touchdowns in the red zone.
I used to work with a guy, old Bo Bach, used to say, and he's hopes that Falcons got the worst gym, they got the worst nutrition, no chiropractic. I think there is a link to teams that do it right. And if hopefully this will translate, because in the past, you know, players, they talk about this. NFL teams, certainly Arthur Blank and his people, are conscious of it. So hopefully, as we said, right now it means jack squat to anybody in his car. But if we're out there out hustling, out strengthening people in the fourth quarter, Carl, then yes, that extra guacamole on that BLT got the job done.
Well, that new facility, the weight room and all that's going to be
real
crazy.
Deal. Right.
All right, guys, we got a lot more to get to. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Our competition countdown is on the way as well. Axe throwing here at Game Changer. It is the first event of our summer games. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9.
Made his first throw.
Oh, did he? Mike Bell, we just went over to the axe throwing area, the pit. Oh, my goodness. Team Dukes is dominating. You don't know about Dylon. I told you this guy's got skills.
Yeah, I thought the guys, by the way, Abe is absolute horse crap at this axe throwing right now. Nothing is sticking to the target. Bo Johnson is throwing it way too hard. You know, like through the damn wall.
Bo looks like he's trying to throw it at somebody.
I'm like, dude, just easy. Less is. Meanwhile, they got the instructor here. We're at Game Changer at Lake Lanier Islands, part of our 92.9 The Game producer battle. We call it the Summer Games. So we picked teams yesterday. These guys are battling. And it's funny because, like, Dylon just goes two hand, whoom. Center cut. I put the photos are up at Mike Bell ATL. A perfect bullseye from a man who's never done this before in his life.
He's got the form. That's what you need to have when you do this axe throwing. And if you've never done it, It's a great activity to do with friends. Again, there's a lot of breweries that have it around town. We've done it up north. It's a lot of fun, man. But, yeah, I'm excited about the way things are going so far.
And tomorrow we're at Pickle and Social in Gwinnett.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
I believe that's Buford is where we're going to be.
That's right.
And so right around the corner from where we hang out when we're up there for Falcons camp.
For Hooters, yeah.
Going to be a lot of fun, man. So tomorrow we'll have more action pickleball coming at you. So come on down, especially for folks in that neck of the woods. Get off work and join the party. Join the party today, man, over here at Lake Lanier Island.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more about our Braves. Big win last night. Chris Sale now 12 dubs on the season.
Clutch hitting.
Things are rolling for us right now. I don't want to get overly excited, but this might be the best stretch we've had, Mike.
You and I said it. Can we get an 8 out of 9, a 9 out of 10? Like, I don't care about catching the Phillies. Just have momentum and confidence, and then we'll see what Alex does at the deadline.
All right, guys, more to get to. We're going to talk some college football with our buddy Bill Bender from Sporting News coming up. Senior college football writer. A lot of news coming out. SEC Media Days next week. We got a lot to talk to him about, but right now let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle! Are you watching Team Dukes? You watching us?
I got to say, Dylon looking pretty fresh.
Oh, man.
He's the only guy who's had a center cut. I mean, we're talking bullseye. He's done it twice.
Well,
luckily, one was in warm-ups.
Well, what's funny is I walked over there and he was like, this is like taking cake from a baby. It's like, all right.
Why are you feeding a baby cake?
I was like,
it's too much.
That's what he said. I was like, okay. What's going on today, Turtle?
I come bearing good tidings.
Right.
This just came out. Our friends at Dogs 24/7 reporting. Georgia running back Trevor Etienne DUI charges have been dropped, per a report. Apparently, Trevor Etienne, there wasn't enough sufficient evidence to conclude that there was an alcohol problem on the scene. He will still do 40 hours of community service, risk reduction program, substance abuse evaluation, and be on probation for 12 months. But the DUI charges have been dropped. So unless Kirby's planning some secondary discipline that we don't know about yet, he should be good to go.
Now, we've talked about this. The optics obviously are tough anytime a Georgia player is behind the wheel and something goes awry.
Yeah.
But as we like to say on Dukes and Bell, this is still America and everyone is still innocent until proven guilty and they have their case adjudicated. So for people who rush to judgment, non-Georgia fans, you know, sometimes you got to slow your roll. Real quick, as a sidebar, a little bit different with Ollie Gordon over there at Oklahoma State. Not sure how his case is going to play out. He just got arrested for suspicion of DUI. A lot of people felt that Mike Gundy was a little too cavalier with his response, Carl, about it, basically saying it was kind of like the opposite of the way the average coach would handle this.
Well, and Big O, I know we have the Gundy soundbite, and while we're in Yeah Man, No Man, let's play this, Chris, because it ties right into what you're talking about with Georgia.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know, and I don't want to jump the gun here. Did he take a breathalyzer when he got stopped? I'm talking about Etienne.
Do we know? It says here in the article, the judge noted that the lack of evidence intoxication charges, the lawyer felt the consent refusal to breath test was very much in question.
Okay.
It remains to be seen what the team discipline will be.
Okay.
Sometimes it's blood tests. Sometimes it's simply,
you to jail. Yeah.
You know, a lot of defense attorneys will tell you never to take the test. They're going to suspend you anyway. So just you're better off not giving them more evidence. But again, shouldn't be behind the wheel nowadays with Uber anyway. But you get the idea. Here's Gundy at the Big 12 Media Days. Carl was asked about this kid's infraction.
He screwed up.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is .08, and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up, and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life, and I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better.
People get lucky. I've done that 1,000 times in my life. Here's where Coach screwed up, all right? And he's been at Oklahoma State a long time.
Here's where he screwed up. He opened his mouth.
Well, to just basically brush over the fact that he had an underage player drinking, I don't care what the breathalyzer said. I don't care how far under he was or wasn't. The fact of the matter is it should not be tolerated.
He's 20 years old?
Correct. And you just basically condone the entire activity by saying, well, I've done it 1,000 times. I mean, his weight, I looked at it, he had one or two beers. What's the big deal? Mike, this is a terrible response.
No, I mean, guys, we're not going to get holier than thou because, like Coach Gundy, I admit, and I think many of us, we've been behind the wheel when we shouldn't have. But as a coach, you say, we've all got to make better decisions. I've made mistakes. I've got to make better. He's a young man. He's going to learn from this. But, yes, you can't be behind the wheel. And look, underage drinking happens at college campus. I'm not going to get holier than thou. I mean, come on. Guys who look like they're 30 can get drinks, you know, on a college in a college town. But yeah, Gundy, it almost sounded like he was running the program, Carl, like it was the 1980s.
No doubt.
You know, it was I'm not saying you got to be politically correct, but just there was no common sense to his response to Chris's point.
No, I mean, and you put yourself in a situation as a head football coach, you're responsible not only for the players, but you're basically the GM of the university at that point, especially a guy that's been there as long as he has. I mean, the "I'm a man, I'm 40" quote's like 15 years old at this point. The guy's, you know, on the better half of 60 years old, and that's the statement and that's the messaging you're going to put out. That is just the most epic fumble of fumbles of all time. Another guy who fumbled was a Chinese man who was apprehended by customs and found with 100 live snakes in his pants, according to authorities. According to information released by the Chengdu Hunan Chamber of Commerce on July 9th, they seized 104 live snakes at the port, which is at a border between mainland China and Hong Kong. There were several different types of snakes: Western pig-nosed, corn brocade, milk snakes, Texas rat snakes, and cow snakes. It is unclear what the man was doing with the snakes in his trousers.
What was the name of the province?
It was the, scrolling up here, the Chengdu. Hunan.
Because you know how you have to say it on the show.
Yes.
Chengdu Hunan.
Chengdu Hunan Chamber of Commerce.
Try building anything in the Chengdu Hunan province, Carl, over four stories.
Yes.
I'm Mr. Yang's communicator. That's an Ocean's 13 reference. I'm sorry. So live snakes in his pants.
Over 100 different live snakes and many different types of
snakes. Get these A snakes out of my pants.
Now, I think one could guess that he was trying to take them to market.
Oh, for
sure.
Because
there is a gigantic market for those sorts of
things. And then a bat eats the snake, and we all have to stay in our houses for another 18 months.
And that's a different story for a different day. But I just thought that was
funny. It came from China.
Yeah. I saw this on Fox 5 and thought it was funny to report. All right, one more before I get out of here. All right, so I didn't realize this because, quite frankly, I don't really care.
Quite frankly.
But Receiver drops tonight on Netflix. Episode 1 premieres.
Right.
Follows Devontae Adams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle,
okay,
among others.
This is the one that Kelsey turned down.
This is the one that is replacing quarterback because nobody wanted to
do
quarterback.
So this is Omaha Productions?
Omaha!
Okay, all right.
Omaha!
Listen, I will probably watch it just because there's nothing else really going on right now. There's no other shows outside of, you know, the Game of Thrones.
No, the Braves don't start until 10 o'clock.
And by the way, the NFL, Chris and I were talking about this before the show, the preseason Hard Knocks sucks.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it.
I mean, there's nothing going on. Watching a bunch of executives and coaches talk on the phone with people you don't see.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the most compelling, if I'm honest.
But I enjoyed quarterbacks. Yeah. And if they do a really good job, which I'm sure they will, with the receivers, we'll find out more about Jefferson and company. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't really have an interest in this one. I mean, what are we going to learn about, you know, Devontae Adams, great receiver, good personality. I mean, secrets are we going to learn?
We said that about the guy that's now our quarterback. Because I got to be honest, when I watch quarterbacks, I was like, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed watching it and learning about him. And now I appreciate it a little bit more because I feel like I'm not going to say there's a connection yet, Mike, but I know more about career.
He came off as likable, and then everything we heard, you know, since he came to Atlanta has reinforced this guy's team commitment and just a good dude. And now we just, like most people, now can he play football coming off the Achilles? We're waiting to see.
Yeah, I did hear this little tidbit. I was tuning in, checking in back home on some New York radio. Apparently, Kirk Cousins went into the booth for the New York Yankees. He was visiting this weekend to watch his cousin, who's on the Yankees as a relief pitcher, play. And he dropped a little hinty hint to Yankees play-by-play voice, Michael Kay, asked about how the injury is coming along. He said, not quite there yet. We're still working on it, but we're good. So I don't think Kirk Cousins is 100% just yet.
Camp starts in 2 weeks.
He got injured 8 weeks after Aaron Rodgers. Same injury. Brother, he is not going to be. Yeah. You're not going to see him on the field.
Don't kill the messenger.
I don't care about preseason. But I am concerned about the season.
You know what time it is? Penix Jr. Oh, time. Penix Jr.
Don't do
time
this.
For Penix Jr., Joe.
Don't do this.
Let's get our pick in there, Joe.
We will get a chance to see him at camp early on. But, Mike, again, they're not going to – he will have the jersey right on. They're not going to be pressuring
him. They also
him.
Said they're going to evaluate him through certainly – like, they know what they bought. They know what they've got here.
Rob, what's going on, Rob?
He's going to be wearing the red jersey when they play these, you know, scrimmages before the opponents we're going to see in preseason. But, fans, you are never going to get to see Kirk Cousins this season. I'm telling you, this preseason,
Zach,
it ain't happening.
Zach Robinson, what's going on, man? Come on now.
Penix time. We'll see Penix shine.
Come on,
Junior.
Guys.
You know how it is in Atlanta. There's a plan.
MPJ.
Well, there is a plan. There's but this plan. Is concerning hey. When we're 2 weeks away from camp, and he's like, no, I'm not quite 100.
MPJ.
Come on.
MPJ.
Sounds like a rap song.
Yeah,
MPJ. You down with MPJ? Hey, hey, hey. I'm down with MPJ.
All right, Orin, we got to run. Hit my music.
Hey, man, we're live at Game Changer, Carl, here at Lake Lanier Islands. They're throwing axes. It's Team Dukes versus Team Bell in a battle of our producers. We're having a blast. Over 50 video games, escape room, virtual sports suites, full bar. The food's amazing. Look at the burger you just got from Chef Tom.
Yeah, I ordered it because the food was devoured earlier from everybody else.
And then we turn around and there's a whole new rack of stuff right there.
I don't care what y'all say. I'm all about these truffle fries I'm about to dive
they
in.
Do look, they
not,
do look
you know, Carl will not share a buffet. He wants it all his.
When's the last time you shared a buffet?
Las Vegas, with about 50 strangers.
It's hard to get a good buffet in Las Vegas.
It's true. And by the way, it's too much. How can you have pancakes with lots of crab legs and all that? It's too much.
Hey, we're going to talk college football. Bill Bender's going to stop by. Sporting News senior college football writer. What's going on in college football, specifically the ACC? New news coming out. We'll tell you about that. Big 12 Media Days. We're getting ready for SEC Media Days. A lot to talk about when it comes to college football next.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on the...
Mike Bell, we just went over to the axe throwing area, the pit. Oh my goodness. Team Dukes is dominating. You don't know about Dylon. I told you this guy's got skills.
Yeah, I thought the guys, by the way, Abe is absolute horse crap at this axe throwing right now. Nothing is sticking to the target. Bo Johnson is throwing it way too hard. You know, like through the damn wall.
Bo looks like he's trying to throw it at somebody.
I'm like, dude, just easy. Less is, and by, meanwhile, they got the instructor here. We're by the way, we're at Game Changer at Lake Lanier Islands, part of our 92.9 The Game producer battle. We call it the Summer Games. So we picked teams yesterday. These guys are battling. And it's funny because, like, Dylon just goes two-hand. Whoom. Center cut. I put the photos are up at Mike Bell ATL. A perfect bullseye from a man who's never done this before in his life.
He's got the form. That's what you need to have when you do this axe throwing. And if you've never done it, it's a great activity to do with friends. Again, there's a lot of breweries that have it around town. We've done it up north. It's a lot of fun, man. But, yeah, I'm excited about the way things are going so far.
And tomorrow we're at Pickle and Social in Gwinnett.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
I believe that's Buford is where we're going to be.
That's right.
And so right around the corner from where we hang out when we're up there for Falcons camp.
For
so
Hooters, yeah.
Going to be a lot of fun, man. So tomorrow we'll have more action pickleball coming at you. So come on down, especially for folks in that neck of the woods. Get off work and join the party. Join the party today, man, over here at Lake Lanier Islands.
Absolutely. We're going to talk more about our Braves. Big win last night. Chris Sale now 12 dubs on the season.
Clutch hitting.
Clutch hitting. Things are rolling for us right now. I don't want to get overly excited, but this might be the best stretch we've had, Mike.
You and I said, can we get an 8 out of 9, a 9 out of 10? Look, I don't care about catching the Phillies. Just have momentum and confidence, and then we'll see what Alex does at the deadline.
All right, guys, more to get to. We're going to talk some college football with our buddy Bill Bender from Sporting News coming up. Senior college football writer. A lot of news coming out. SEC Media Days next week. We got a lot to talk to him about, but right now let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The cab's here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle! Are you watching Team Dukes? You watching us?
I gotta say, Dylon looking pretty fresh.
Oh, man.
He's the only guy who's had a center cut. I mean, we're talking bullseye. He's done it twice.
Well,
luckily, one was in warm-ups.
Well, what's funny is I walked over there and he was like, this is like taking cake from a baby. It's like, all right.
Why are you feeding a baby cake?
I was like,
it's
you.
Too much.
That's what he
it's
said. I was like, okay. What's going on today, Turtle?
I come bearing good tidings. This just came out. Our friends at Dogs 24/7 reporting. Georgia running back Trevor Etienne DUI charges have been dropped per a report. apparently, Trevor Etienne, there wasn't enough sufficient evidence to conclude that there was an alcohol problem on the scene. He will still do 40 hours of community service, risk reduction program, substance abuse evaluation, and be on probation for 12 months. But the DUI charges have been dropped. So unless Kirby's planning some secondary discipline that we don't know about yet, he should be good to go.
Now, we've talked about this. The optics obviously are tough anytime a Georgia player's behind the wheel and something goes awry. Yeah. But as we like to say on Dukes and Bell, this is still America and everyone is still innocent until proven guilty and they have their case adjudicated. So for people who rush to judgment, non-Georgia fans, you know, sometimes you got to slow your roll. Real quick, as a sidebar, a little bit different with Ollie Gordon over there at Oklahoma State. Not sure how his case is going to play out. He just got arrested for suspicion of DUI. A lot of people felt that Mike Gundy was a little too cavalier with his response, Carl, about it, basically saying it was kind of like the opposite of the way the average coach would handle this.
Well, and Big O, I know we have the Gundy soundbite, and while we're in Yeah Man, No Man, let's play this, Chris, because it ties right into what you're talking about with Georgia. Yeah. And by the way, I don't know, and I don't want to jump the gun here. Did he take a breathalyzer when he got stopped? I'm talking about Etienne. Do we know?
It says here in the article, the judge noted that the lack of evidence – intoxication charges. The lawyer felt the consent refusal to breath test was very much in question.
Okay.
It remains to be seen what the team discipline will be.
Okay.
Sometimes there's blood tests. Sometimes it's simply, you know,
once they take you to jail. Yeah.
You know, a lot of defense attorneys will tell you never to take the test. They're going to suspend you anyway. So just you're better off not giving them more evidence. But again, shouldn't be behind the wheel nowadays with Uber anyway. But you get the idea. Here's Gundy at the Big 12 Media Days. Carl was asked about this kid's infraction. He screwed up.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08, and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up, and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life, and I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better.
People get lucky. I've done that 1,000 times in my life. Here's where Coach screwed up, all right? And he's been at Oklahoma State a long time.
Here's where he screwed up. He opened his mouth.
Well, to just basically rush over the fact that he had an underage player drinking, I don't care what the breathalyzer said. I don't care how far under he was or wasn't. The fact of the matter is it should not be tolerated.
He's 20 years old?
Correct. And you just basically condone the entire activity by saying, well, I've done it 1,000 times. I mean, his weight, I looked at it, he had one or two beers. What's the big deal? Mike, this is a terrible response.
No, I mean, guys, we're not going to get holier than now because like Coach Gundy, I admit, and I think many of us, we've been behind the wheel when we shouldn't have. But as a coach, you say, we've all got to make better decisions. I've made mistakes. I've got to make better. He's a young man. He's going to learn from this. But, yes, you can't be behind the wheel. And look, underage drinking happens on college campus. I'm not going to get holier than now. I mean, come on. Guys who look like they're 30 can get drinks, you know, in a college town. But, yeah, Gundy, it almost sounded like he was running the program, Carl, like it was the 1980s.
No doubt.
You know, it was. I'm not saying you got to be politically correct, but just there was no common sense to his response, to Chris's point.
No, I mean, and you put yourself in a situation as a head football coach, you're responsible not only for the players, but you're basically the GM of the university at that point, especially a guy that's been there as long as he has. I mean, the I'm a man, I'm 40 quotes, like 15 years old at this point. The guy's, you know, on the better half of 60 years old, and that's the statement and that's the messaging you're going to put out. That is just the most epic fumble of fumbles of all time. Another guy who fumbled was a Chinese man who was apprehended by customs and found with 100 live snakes in his pants, according to authorities. According to information released by the Chengdu Hunan Chamber of Commerce on July 9th, they seized 104 live snakes at the port, which is at a border between mainland China and Hong Kong. There were several different types of snakes: Western pig-nosed, corn brocade, milk snakes, Texas rat snakes, and cow snakes. It is unclear what the man was doing with the snakes in his trousers.
What was the name of the province?
It was the, scrolling up here, the Chengdu. Hunan.
Chris, you know how you have to say it on the show.
Yes.
Chengdu Hunan
Chamber of Commerce.
Try building anything in the Chengdu Hunan province, Carl, over four stories.
Yes.
I'm Mr. Yang's communicator. That's an Ocean's 13 reference. I'm sorry. So live snakes in his pants.
Over 100 different live snakes and many different types of
get these A snakes out of my pants.
Now, I think one could guess that he was trying to take them to market.
Oh, for
because
sure.
Because there is a gigantic market for those sorts of
things.
And
creatures. Then a bat eats the snake, and we all have to stay in our houses for another 18 months.
And that's a different story for a different day. But I just thought that was
It funny. Came from China.
Yeah. I saw this on Fox 5 and thought it was funny to report. All right, one more before I get out of here. All right, so I didn't realize this because, quite frankly, I don't really care.
Quite frankly.
But Receiver drops tonight on Netflix. Episode 1 premieres.
Right.
Follows Devontae Adams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, George Kittle,
okay,
among others.
This is the one that Kelsey turned down.
This is the one that is replacing quarterback because right. nobody wanted
so
to do
it. So this is Omaha production?
Omaha!
Okay, all right.
Omaha!
Listen, I will probably watch it just because there's nothing else really going on right now. There's no other shows outside of, you know, the Game of Thrones.
No, the Braves don't start until 10 o'clock.
And by the way, the NFL, Chris and I were talking about this before the show, the preseason Hard Knocks sucks.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it.
I mean,
it.
There's nothing going on. Watching a bunch of executives and coaches talk on the phone with people you don't see.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the most compelling, if I'm honest.
But I enjoyed quarterbacks. Okay. And if they do a really good job, which I'm sure they will, with the receivers, we'll find out more about Jefferson and company. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't really have an interest in this one. I mean, what are we going to learn about, you know, Devontae Adams, great receiver, good personality. I mean, secrets are we going to learn?
We said that about the guy that's now our quarterback. Because I got to be honest, when I watch quarterbacks, I was like, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed watching it and learning about him. And now I appreciate it a little bit more because I feel like I'm not going to say there's a connection yet, Mike, but I know more about career.
He came off as likable, and then everything we heard, you know, since he came to Atlanta has reinforced this guy's team commitment and just a good dude. And now we just, like most people, just now can he play football coming off the Achilles? We're waiting to see.
Yeah, I did hear this little tidbit. I was tuning in, checking in back home on some New York radio. Apparently, Kirk Cousins went into the booth for the New York Yankees. He was visiting this weekend to watch his cousin, who's on the Yankees as a relief pitcher, play. And he dropped a little hinty hint to Yankees play-by-play voice Michael Kay, asked about how the injury is coming along. He said, not quite there yet. We're still working on it, but we're good. So I don't think Kirk Cousins is 100% just yet.
Camp starts in 2 weeks.
He got injured 8 weeks after Aaron Rodgers. Same injury. Brother, he is not going to be. Yeah. You're not going to see him on the field.
Well, don't kill the messenger.
Listen, I'll be honest. I don't care about preseason, but I am concerned about the season.
You know what time it is? Penix Jr. time. Penix Jr.
Don't do this.
Dr. Penix Jr., Joe.
Don't do this.
Let's get our pick in there, Joe.
We will get a chance to see him at camp early on, but Mike, again, they're not going to – he will have the jersey on. They're not going to be pressuring
him. They also said they're going to evaluate him through certainly – like, they know what they bought. They know what they've got here.
Rob, what's going on, Rob?
He's going to be wearing the red jersey when they play these, you know, scrimmages before the, you know, the opponents we're going to see in preseason. But fans, you are never going to get to see Kirk Cousins. I'm telling you, this preseason, it ain't happening.
Zach Robinson, what's going on, man? Come on now.
Penix time. We're going to see Penix shine.
Come on,
Junior.
Guys. You know how it is in Atlanta. There's a plan.
MPJ.
Well, there is a plan. But this is concerning when we're 2 weeks away from camp, and he's like, no, I'm not quite 100.
MPJ.
Come on.
MPJ.
Sounds like a rap song.
Yeah.
MPJ. You down with MPJ? Hey, hey, hey. I'm down with MPJ.
All right, Orin, we got to run. Hit my music.
Hey, man, we're live at Game Changer, Carl, here at Lake Lanier Islands. They're throwing axes. It's Team Dukes versus Team Bell in a battle of our producers. We're having a blast. Over 50 video games, escape room, virtual sports suites, full bar. The food's amazing. Look at the burger you just got from Chef Tom.
Yeah, I ordered it because the food was devoured earlier from everybody else.
And then we turn around and there's a whole new rack of stuff right there.
I don't care what y'all say. I'm all about these truffle fries I'm about to dive
they
into.
Carl will not share a buffet. He wants it all.
When's the last time you shared a buffet?
Las Vegas with about 50 strangers.
It's hard to get a good buffet in Las Vegas.
It's true. And by the way, it's too much. How can you have pancakes with lots of crab legs and all that? It's too much.
Hey, we're going to talk college football. Bill Bender's going to stop by. Sporting News senior college football writer. What's going on in college football, specifically the ACC? New news coming out. We'll tell you about that. Big 12 Media Days. We're getting ready for SEC Media Days. A lot to talk about when it comes to college football next.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on the
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.